Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the program. I hope you are doing wonderfully. And I took a couple of weeks off to really focus on the last round of edits on the album I have coming out. In case you're new to the program, I'm Amy Yancey of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. And my side hustle is that I write romance novels. But my day job is that I'm an intuitive coach. And I want to talk to you today about going for the impossible. And I've talked about this a lot on the program, but not in this context, is that we will do what we think is easy, essentially. We think it's easy. We'll do what is practical. We'll do what we think is possible. Really what we're doing is seeking the approval of others. And the disapproval of others is probably more uncomfortable than imagining a life lived where you could have gotten all that you wanted and didn't because you couldn't shift your perspective. And so when I say go for the impossible, know that most people are going to disapprove. Well, except for me. I'm going to think you're fucking dope, and I'm going to help you get there. But most people in your everyday life are going to think you're nuts, and they're going to disapprove, and they're going to be uncomfortable by it. And they're then once you get there, they're going to want to offer you their opinion as if they've been on the journey with you. And I say all this with love and respect for all of humanity, but this is just human nature. And so if you are listening to this podcast and you're thinking, damn it, I'm ready for my life, Amy. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. Let's go for it. Do what you think the impossible dream is. Just start working it. And every day, your mind is going to want to send you some message that says, no, there's no way you can do this. Not right now, but you got this and this and this, and you got this barrier. But our goal of being here and being conscious beings is to acknowledge our obstacles and then figure out a way past them. And so if you're a person that gets tripped up easily with obstacles, you set out on a goal, you're like, yes, this is dope. I'm so excited. My world is amazing. I'm going to accomplish this big thing. Woo. And then the minute you hit an obstacle, you're like, oh, shit. Obstacles are part of the game. And sometimes it's spirit's way of saying, hey, you got to get this in order, right? You got to get this in order. You're going to need that. You're going to need this piece. So let's do it. Are never a sign that you're doing the wrong thing, right? Obstacles are just a part of the game. And you can deal with obstacles, you're playing big. Play big. What do you really, really want? And many people that listen to this program are people of color, and I think people of color have the hardest time after hours and hours of coaching, and a good part of my client base is people of color. What they want. And so now is your time, wherever you are listening to this. I want you to say, Amy, this is what I want. And I want the big dream, right? And not big to somebody else. To you, it's going to feel like, oh, yeah, that's what I've always wanted. I just keep telling myself I can't have it. I want that dream. And then focus your attention that way. And then you'll start to see that heavenly hands will show up. Here's the spiritual component to all this. Everything you need will start to meld into place. And then on top of this, as you start to go for the bigger dream, you're going to start to notice all the ways in which you sabotage yourself, whether it's quitting when you hit an obstacle, we just talked about that, or the other piece is all the ways in which you talk yourself out of what you want, right? So very similar in the way that you hit an obstacle. You're like, oh, this must mean spirit doesn't want me to do it. No, spirit wants you to do it. Spirit just wants you to be really freaking prepared as you move forward. And this obstacle's there to teach you a lesson. So how do you talk yourself out of it? Well, you say to yourself, oh, I don't have the credit score to get a loan, and it just won't happen for me, so there's no way I could buy a house. Or it's going to take me so long to complete that project so that I can turn it into a product to sell, and it's just not going to be worth it. Or I don't have the money right now, so I can't do it. I get it. I've been there. I was there this morning. I was looking at my book launch budget. And I'm like, that cash hasn't shown up yet. And immediately I went into, holy fuck, right? And instead of, I can say holy fuck for a good couple of hours. But instead, I said, no, I don't want to be in holy fuck for a good couple of hours. What's the solution here? And always tell yourself, live like you've achieved the impossible dream. So I said, okay, the only thing missing from this scenario is the cash to execute these parts of the project. All these other parts of the project, I still have to get done. So I made two lists. I said, okay, these are the things I can do right now while cash trickles in for these projects. So I focus all my energy here. In doing that, what I did was I activated the vibration of my launches happening. Right? If I'm standing here staying at the starting line saying, oh, I can't go until the cash shows up, then I'm not living as if the impossible happened, right? But if I start taking action in the direction of course all of this is going to show up, then I activate a completely different vibration. Here's the thing. When you start going for the higher dream, when you start shooting for the impossible, it will drain the fuck out of you to go to your lower vibe places. Just honor that. Say, I got into low vibe. I probably need a nap now. I probably should not be interacting with people that are gonna knock me off my game. I just need to chill, return back to center. Let's get some meditation in. Let's get some nutritious food in my body. Let's get a little exercise. Let's get a little extra sleep. And then I can pop back into my reality. Remember, I started this talk by saying most people are going to disapprove of what you're up to. Well, particularly women, we are constantly seeking approval. And so in this process of going for the impossible, you must learn to approve of yourself. I'm telling you right now, sweetheart, unless you hired me as your coach or any coach, a good coach, most people are going to disapprove of what you're up to when you're going for the really impossible dream, because they're looking and saying, you're nuts. You are going to have to do some things that might make you think like, oh my God, I'm nuts. This is going against the grain. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. But nothing gets done just shuffling through. Absolutely nothing gets done. Anybody who has done anything freaking cool in this world has gone against the grain. Let's take an example that's probably not unpopular, not very popular among my listeners. And it's not about the man, it's about the example. And I started using this example in my Divine Money program some years back when he was first running. But our president, if you think about the way he campaigned, if you think about the way, all of our opinions aside, what he did, whether we agree with his behavior or not, he went against the grain. He went against the grain to accomplish his goal, and his goal was to be president. I don't know if he actually wanted to do the job of president or just win, but that's a whole other debate. But man focused on goal and accomplished one of the most difficult goals to accomplish in this country, in this world, to be elected to the highest office. And that's to not, and for whatever our politics are, that's not to be ignored. He set a goal and he got there, right? And so you have to set a goal for yourself and get there. If nothing else, like I feel like he has shown up, our president, has shown up in this time and space to tell us particularly us minority women, that now is our time. And if we focus and we go against the grain of mediocrity, if we go against the grain of status quo, if we go against the grain of constantly needing the approval of others, we will achieve the impossible. We will achieve the impossible. So if you have a big dream, I would love for you to hire me because I can help you get there. But I want you to stay deeply rooted in who you are and take excellent care of yourself. And in taking care of ourselves, it's going to require that we get hella selfish. And people are not going to like that. And selfish not in the sense of low vibe, arrogance, right? No. It's saying the only one that's going to get me to where I want to be is me. Right? Yeah, people might join you in the movement. They might support you in your movement, whatever your life movement is. It could be buying a house. It could be moving to a new town. It could be finding lasting, loving partnership. Whatever your inner movement is, there will be people that show up to support you in that. But they can't support you if you're not in motion. And so get in motion towards your impossible dream. You will thank me later. Over and over and over again, you will think, and you're like, oh my gosh, Amy, my life is so much hard, as opposed to what makes me fit in with everybody around me. And here's the thing, what I have found in this year of impossible living for me is, yeah, it's really uncomfortable when people disapprove of us. It's uncomfortable. But at the same time, I know my heart. I knew I wasn't fucking up. I knew I wasn't doing anything wrong. And so all of that stuff, even though it hurt for someone not to see the pureness of what I was up to, at the end of the day, I knew what I was up to. And if nothing else, it strengthened my resolve. And I was prepared, A, because I do this job and I know, like, when you go for something impossible, everybody's going to be like, right? But more so, it helped me move past my hurt and refocus on what I needed to do. Because at the end of the day, you are responsible for your life. That was what it came down to, you know, as I was looking at my life and said, this is what I want. And I know the only way I'm going to get there in any type of reasonable time frame is if I fucking go for it. And so as I was praying and meditating on it and journaling on it and hours and hours and hours and hours of finally I gave myself permission. And I'm a pretty conscious human being, right? I stay in my practice. I do my work. I've been in therapy. The list is long of all that I've done. And it still took me some time at this age to finally say, oh, that's all there is. Right? I was still trying to find my shortcut. Back in the day when I was on this podcast, I'd say trying to backdoor your dreams. I'd been backdooring for a while because I was scared. And so I had to work that fear out of my system. And one of the ways in which you can work your fear out of your system is start calling them out. Ask yourself, what the fuck am I afraid of? What could go wrong? What limiting belief am I playing up under? So let's take an example. I'll tell you personally in my life, here's one. There's a program I can enter for my books. And I've heard all these experts over the years say, no, don't do that. But then as I was looking at the numbers, I was like, oh, wow, that program's actually very profitable. You know, I tested it. And, you know, I could get caught up in what the experts say, or I can do what my gut was telling me was to enter into this program. And so I had to work through my limiting beliefs around the program. I had to work through my limiting beliefs around being profitable in that program. I had to work through, and you just start making a list, my friend. Sitting with your piece of paper and say, what am I afraid will happen? What are my limiting beliefs around this? Where am I going low vibe on this? Where am I assuming the worst? Because the worst doesn't exist unless we give momentum to the worst. And the only way we can stop momentum is to shake up our brain and release the limiting beliefs, release the limiting thoughts, release the I don't know if you guys can hear my friend's cat. I'm staying with my friend right now and her cat in the background. It's the only way. We got to shake it up. So do the releasing exercise. If you've been listening to this program, if not, here it is. Write down all your limiting beliefs, then burn or submerge in water. And don't take all day to do this. You need to do this in like 15 minutes tops, 5 preferably. The reason why is because you can get caught in a low vibe loop that'll just wreck your vibration for the day. And so just get it out. What are all my limiting beliefs about moving forward, moving in the direction of the impossible? And every step of the way, every time I set a new goal towards the bigger goal, I will have to deal with my limiting beliefs, the things I need to release. So I get a piece of paper and I start every time I set a goal, like literally even the most minute goal. Like I'm getting ready to run some Facebook ads and I'm like, okay, I got to look at all my limiting beliefs around my Facebook ads because I want everything I touch to turn to gold. And so if you want everything to turn to gold, there's no there, like outside of you that says, oh, your Facebook ads, it's a 50-50 chance if they're going to work. No, it's your intention behind them. Are you doing the work? Are you, it's not just magic. It all comes together and creates magic. It's your practical, it's your intellect, it's your research, it's your dedication. It's the time and energy you spent into devoting that project, that thing will work for you. That's where the magic comes in. And there's mystery in that. Yes, 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 of course, spirit is going to have its hands all over it. But you can't just leave it all to spirit. You got to do your humanly part and do it full out. And when you do, magical things happen, right? The impossible starts to emerge. But you can't get there if you're holding limiting, junky beliefs. So do the releasing exercise. So 15 minutes max, 5 preferably. Write down all your limiting beliefs each step of the way, right? You might do this every day. Okay, I'm going to work on this project. I got to release my limiting beliefs. Got to release my limiting thoughts. What am I holding on to that's negative? And when I say this, it's like if you're working on a money goal, but you have a belief that money's hard to come by, that's the belief you need to let go of. Or if you're wanting to start your own business, but you come from a family that says that self-employment is risky and wrong, well, you got to release that belief because without you knowing it, those thoughts have been programmed into you. And sometimes they're going to be programmed and reprogrammed and overprogrammed, and you've got to let go every step of the way. And you've got to trust your own intuition, your own desire to succeed, your own spark of genius that led you down that path. Release those beliefs. So you write it on the piece of paper, and then you burn it, submerge in water, and you say, here's the prayer, I release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. I release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. And I've added recently, and I do no harm in releasing this energy. And I do no harm in releasing this energy. And again, you may have to do this every step of pursuing your impossible dream. Also rough draft the impossible dream. As you're making your list of what you want, your first thought is going to be one of too big for you to handle, right? It's going to be, I want this. Or it might be too small. Mine are typically too small. I know I deserve bigger, and sometimes I forget that. And so, but one or the other. You're either a person that just dreams so ridiculously big that it's not even something you want. You just think you want it, or you heard somebody else had it. So I get this a lot with early manifestors when they're like, I want a yacht. Do you really, if you start really like putting yourself in the situation of owning a yacht, do you want it? Or do you want the lifestyle that allows you to spend hours and hours on a yacht? And that exploration is something you're going to have to do with yourself so you can get really clear about the lifestyle that you want, about the goal that you want, the thing you want to pursue. You may want a man that looks like Denzel Washington as you initially start to journal what you want, and then you realize, that's a lot. That's not really what I want. I want a man who does this, this, and this, and this, and this, who acts this way, who's got this vibe, who makes me feel this way. Yeah. I know I just gave you a lot of information, but when you are really fired up about your impossible and going for it, there is an element of practicality, but that comes from not practical based on the minds of those out there. It comes from what works for you. So, you know, as I've been journaling my goals, and I'm being very cautious about sharing them because they are mine, and I want you to also be cautious about sharing them because they are yours. And be cautious about it. It's yours. Don't put anybody's stank on it. It's all you. So as I am going for my big goal, I focus on what actually works for me. 360, all aspects of me. When I'm firing at my greatest, best self, what do I need in these areas, right? And if I were firing on not my best self, what would I need in these areas? And the reason why we have that discussion is that life is life. You're not, you know, your best self may be one thing one day and it may be something else another. And that's just being human. So account for it and say, who do I want to be if I were living my impossible dream? And factor in all aspects of it. This always comes down to, when it comes to manifestation, what do you want? But as I've told you, for many of you that listen to this program, it's difficult for you to identify what you want. We haven't been trained to do that. We've been trained to accept. We've been trained to, okay, I hope it works out. Okay, I'm going to go for this, but this is what they told me to do, so I'm going to do it. But why wait? Why wait? Go for it now. What is your impossible dream? So we're going to get clear about what we want. We're going to release any limiting beliefs that keep us from that. And we're going to be consistent about identifying those beliefs because they're just going to get in the way, right? And you know, one of the ways in which I've started to overcome my limiting beliefs around in a particular area or self-sabotaging behavior is I just name it. I just name it. I say it out loud and I say it frequently. I'm like, yep. Because then it no longer has power over me. So I a part of what I'm up to, it seems like I'm always hiring people. But I straight up said, like I told this woman today, I was interviewing her, and she said, and I said to her, I'm like, I'm really terrible at hiring for myself. I used to be a recruiter for years. I kicked ass with that. But when it comes to myself, I'm terrible. What do you think I need to know about you that would be significant in me making this decision? And it wasn't so much what she said, right? But all of a sudden, my pressure inside, that fear, like, oh my God, if I bring her on, and what if she's the wrong person? It no longer had power over me, right? Because I just acknowledge it. Like, hey, like, I fall in love with people, and I'm like, yes, I'll give you a job because that's my heart, and the way I want to spend my days is making sure people get work, and and to my own detriment, it's been shitty for my companies to hire people who can't do the job that I hire them to do because I like them, and so I've had to step back from that and say, okay, I may not be the greatest at this, but what I have is my fucking intuition, and that's what I used to use when I was a recruiter. So when I'm a bad hire, I'm not using my intuition. I'm just saying, like, I like this person and also kind of insecure about this venture, and I just want them to like me. Now I take all of that out of it. I say, hey, this is my fear. This is where I struggle. And now I'm going to use my intuition to get through it. And then I trust my intuition again. The reason why we don't hear our intuition often is because of fear and hope. I will say that, you know, I've talked about that a lot in this program, particularly last year. Hope will kill you. Yeah. I think there's great merit in hope in the right place. But if you're finding that you're just hoping and not living, then that's where hope gets in the way. And so you don't know until you do it. And a part of the game is obstacles, and obstacles are not a sign that from the god that you're not supposed to do what you're up to. It's a sign that there's something for you to learn, and that learning might be, I'm confident enough to say to myself that I'm going to do this even though I'm scared. Yeah, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. Thank you for joining me on this program. You've been amazing. And I am so blessed to share this wisdom with you. And if you are looking for a coach and you're ready to live your impossible dream, no matter what it is, now is your time to go for it. Now is your time to be who you've always wanted to be. And this cat, I swear, it's like I get on the podcast. She was sleeping for hours. And I get on the podcast and she's all up in it. Thank you for joining me. And check me out, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. For the summer, I'm running this really cool 12-session package. It's $2,700. It's 12 sessions. You get to use them in a 90-day period. So if you wanted to use all 12 sessions in 2 weeks, you could. If you wanted to use one a week, you could. It's up to you how you use your sessions. You get 90 days again to use it. But it's designed to jumpstart your momentum so that you can move in the direction of what's impossible for you. So if you're really ready to take it to the next level, I can walk everything I'm guiding you through in these podcasts. I can get you through it way faster. Yes, you can do it by yourself, but you can get there so much faster and so much more gracefully and with so much more fun if you allow someone to help you out. And I'd love to be that person to help you. And if not me, hire somebody to help you. And it can't be your mama, and it can't be your best friend, even though all those people, as you really start to move in the direction of your impossible, they might rebel against you, right, with disapproval. But once you really, really get into it and you accept that you're going to this and you're in motion, you'll be amazed by all the people that show up on the sideline to support you. So go for the impossible. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. There's no no in this world other than playing small. And there's no other than not living in vibrational alignment with who you are. So I'll tell you, if you're getting a lot of no's, it probably means you're out of alignment. It probably means you're living somebody else's dream and not your own. But if you are feeling like, yeah, this is it, I don't know how it's going to happen, I'm walking by faith, then you're on the right track, and let me help you get there. So intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And till next time, take care of yourself.